Amen. He said it shall come to pass in the last days, verse 17. 16 says, and this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I'll pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Hallelujah. Amen. That's a quote from Joel chapter 2, Peter's paraphrase on Acts chapter 2. Amen. And I like to preach from that, possibly what I might preach Thursday night. So if you're going to the convocation, you might have to hear this one twice. Amen. And as adept as Billy and his staff is at getting these tapes out, it's liable to beat me to export. Amen. I'd love to have it in the mail. Amen. And on the wind before I get there. Praise God. I'd like to preach tonight on a subject which I will call a pipe dream or a destiny. Amen. A pipe dream is a dream that's brought on by outside influences. Amen. A destiny is from God. Praise God. Ah, yes. I like to talk about a pipe dream or a destiny. Oh, there's a place for dreamers in this world. Amen. Preaching Bill at the ferry in the book, The Shepherd of the Hills, said if a man sees too much or hears too much, he's cursed for a dreamer. Amen. Only with eyes dimmed by time and ears deafened by age do we strive to see and hear the things which we have so long refused to consider. Amen. The coming of the Holy Ghost and the outpouring of the Spirit, praise God, would revive the dead dreams of those who were privileged to partake of it. Yes, amen. It would cause them to dream again. Tell me tonight, have you lost your dream? All you need is one more move of the Spirit of God. You can have it back. If you've lost your dream, you've probably lost your destiny also. Amen. We live in a world of disappointments, and so oftentimes sitting around the church, we see people with disappointed visions. You know why they're disappointed? They got tired of waiting on their dream to come true. Hey, don't ever get tired of waiting. Hallelujah. Some of the greatest men in the Bible didn't hardly get started till he was 40 years old. Moses had two cycles. He should have started when he was 40. And he fanned out. Amen. And so it took him 40 more years to get his computer reloaded. Pre-programmed, praise God. Amen. And so 80 years old, Moses, comes riding down out of the mountains, those same mountains. He's going to lead the children of Israel through. Amen. Leading a donkey with his wife sitting on a donkey and a young one on each hip. Where are you going, Moses? He said, I'm going down to Egypt to take over. Hallelujah. He had waited 80 years for this dream. And it was about to come true. Has your vision been disappointed for a few years? Don't give up on it. Amen. God can cause to come up out of the rocks the fulfillment of your dream. Jesus said, if these don't praise me, even the rocks would cry out. Hallelujah. If there's not enough people in Jerusalem to praise the triumphant entrance of the King into its gates, that blessed eastern gate where he's coming back again someday, he said the rocks would cry out, the stones in the wall would take lips and tongue and vocal cords and voice and would cry out. I don't want a rock taking my place, do you? I'd like to praise him for myself. I was raised in a rock pile in the hills of Arkansas. You couldn't put down a spade without hitting a rock. You didn't spade nothing where I was born and raised. Those getting tapes down there know what I'm talking about. Amen. You picked it a little bit first and then shoveled it up in a shovel, but you didn't stick a spade in the ground. I'd read about people spading up a garden. Back then, years and years ago when I was a kid. Hey, I wonder how in the world they done that. You couldn't spade up a garden. I bought me a nice hoe in Kansas City, and one of those with those sharp prongs on one end, hoe on the other end. Bought two of them, place going out of business, and I gave my mama one because I wanted my mom to be able to get the feel of that good, those prongs. Boy, they could dig and hoe so well. Amen. A few years later, mine was still like brand new, sharp and everything. Amen. I'd made several gardens and used it, and I went down home, and I went out and looked at Mama's hoe, happened to see it, and hers was wore off like that. Amen. Because of the rocks she's digging in. She wore it out, Brother Burns. Praise God. Ah, yes. Hey, don't give up on your dream. I used to dream that I'd turn over a rock someplace, sometime or other, and find that mysterious stash that some Jesse James had left behind or some old Indian had buried. And I'd be rich. I didn't know it, but I was standing on thousands of acres right then that you could have bought for $100 an acre. Amen. Or less. Amen. I was rich and didn't know it. As far as that goes, $100 was the farthest thing from my mind. Amen. I give $75 for the first car I ever bought and had to pay that out on payments. Nowadays, if somebody had a car payment of $75, they'd be tickled to death. I just had one payment, $75. Amen. Took me several months to pay off Fred Batchett, Jim. $75 living by faith. Amen. Driving that old 38 Ford with mechanical brakes, a heater that didn't work, and bulbs in the headlights. Didn't even have seal beam lights in it. Amen. And, oh, I like my car, though. I parked it out there on the hill. I'd go out and every once in a while I'd take a look at it because I had me a car. Amen. Somebody had decorated that green 38 Ford up pretty nice, and man, it looked good. Just one problem. It got miles per gallon of oil. I'd only had one car in my life. And I didn't know it wasn't supposed to do that, Jerry Wayne. Amen. So I just kept pouring in the oil. Constable chased me down outside of Mammoth Springs one night. Amen. I kind of suspicioned he might be after me. And I had some ice cream in the car, and we was going to take it home 5 miles to get home before it melted. Hot summertime. He pulled me over as I headed up Field Creek Hill on the other side. And said, what in the world are you burning in that thing? He said, when you was going up the hill, said there's so much fire coming out back of it, I thought you was on fire. And when you started down the hill, said I couldn't even see you for the smoke. Amen. It took him 4 miles to chase me down. Amen. My 38 Ford that I paid $75 for. Oh, what a dream it was. Amen. And I parked it out on the hill, and I'd go out and open the front door of that one-room log cabin and look out at my car. And I heard something rolling outside in the rocks. And I thought, is somebody else turning in the driveway? And I looked out the door just in time to see my 38 Ford running off down the hill by itself. There's a lot of things I didn't know about the car. Amen. I didn't know you had to put them in gear to keep them running off. Amen. So I parked on the hill, forgot to put it in gear. Amen. And it went down that deep ditch, started up the other side, and stopped. There it was, in the ditch. Amen. I had to get a neighbor to help me to pull it out. Amen. Well, amen. It don't take much to satisfy some folks' dreams, but the annals of Bible history as well as secular history is full of dreamers. Noah was a visionary. Amen. Yeah. He first got that plan for that ark from heaven. God spoke it to his mind. Praise God. Abraham was a dreamer. He left, amen, Ur of the Chaldees to follow a dream of a city with foundations whose builder and maker is God. And he'd never seen anything like it in this world. Jacob was a dreamer, remember, when he went to sleep on that rock for a pillow. And at night he dreamed he saw a golden ladder. And as he looked up that golden ladder, angels were ascending and descending upon it. And while laying there looking up a golden ladder, he decided, this is nothing but the house of God. And Lord, if you'll bring me back to this place, I'll bring a tenth of everything you give me back to God. Tenth and tithe is the same word in the Hebrew. Amen. And Jacob got the revelation of tithing looking up a golden ladder. We get very close to God and our dream becomes a reality. It won't be hard. Praise God. He had an experience with God. Joseph was a dreamer. Was he ever a dreamer? Amen. His brothers cursed him for a dreamer. His daddy cursed him for a dreamer. What? Will your mother and I bow down to you? Will your brothers bow down to you? What kind of an upstart are you? Amen. I'm not an upstart, the little boy might have squeaked out. I just had a dream. I told you my dream. Amen. A long time ago, a little boy named Joseph, who had a coat of many colors, had a dream. It took 20 long years for that dream to come true. He questioned perhaps 1,000 times, why? Why, God? Why? 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 Here I am, isolated from my brothers, isolated from my family. A prisoner unjustly, a slave in a foreign land. Ah, but that was a shortcut to the fulfillment of Joseph's dream. It was the tunnel, ever so dark it may be, through the mountain. Praise God. Ah, but there was a light at the end of the tunnel. And when Joseph finally saw it, he broke down and wept as his brothers came and bowed at his feet. By now he wears the kingly robes, amen, of the prime minister of Pharaoh. He was Pharaoh's right-hand man. Amen. He did all the work that Pharaoh did. He had a crown on his head, shoes on his feet, and rode a gilded golden chariot, amen, through the streets of Egypt. And Joseph would live to see the day his daddy would bow at his mother at his feet. They would be at his mercy. But they were in good hands. He had had a dream. Amen. And he said, it was God. Don't be afraid. Don't hate yourselves. Amen. Don't be scared of me. It was God, don't you see? God sent me ahead of you to save your lives. Daniel was a dreamer. He had such a dream of a future for Israel. He had such a touch and a tryst with God that it kept Daniel alive for over 70 years of captivity. Amen. 70 years. By now, he's knocking 90. His hair is white and his whiskers are long. Amen. And he asked God for one more revelation. God said, shut up the book, Daniel. Thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the last day. I want you to know Daniel wasn't looking too low. He had his sights high. Sometimes we're looking too low, folks, and we'll be disappointed. Amen. You can never dream too high, dream too much, have too much faith, too many hopes, as long as you got your sights high enough. Hallelujah. Amen. Tonight, you may feel like your dream is on a side track. Amen. A dream from God fulfilled is a destiny. Amen. I dreamed when I was a little boy living with Grandma when our house burnt that a bear was after me. Half a dozen of us little old kids were sleeping on a straw tick at Grandma's house. We wasn't very big, so a bunch of us could sleep in the same bed. Amen. And so Grandma had a straw mattress all of us little kids slept on. One night I dreamed a bear was after me. He was dogging at my heels and about to get me. And I woke up just in time to be saved from that bear. The terrible thing about it was, in my half awake and half asleep state, I could still hear that bear. It was Grandpa snoring. Amen. And I could still hear him when I woke up. Sometimes, amen, we've had a bad dream or a nightmare. We're looking too low. Amen. Oh, yeah, we dream dreams that never come true because we're aiming too low. Amen. I was raised in the hills of Arkansas, cut my teeth on a battery radio, tuned in to 650 on your dial, Nashville, Tennessee, the Grand Ole Opry. Boy, and then on Saturday, if we was lucky, we'd go to town and they finally opened up a theater. They called it the Arkansas Theater on a corner in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. There in those days, I was little for my age. And even after I was 12, I was so small for my age, I could still get in for about a dime to the show. Amen. So I'd spend a dime to get in the show and a quarter for popcorn. That's 5 sacks. After I got in there, I'd eat 5 sacks of popcorn and watch Johnny Mac Brown, Lash LaRue, the Cisco Kid. One day the Cisco Kid comes into the saloon, and they ask the Cisco Kid what he wants to eat. And he said, I think I will take a big plate of beans. And I watched old Cisco eat those beans, and it made me want beans more and like beans better. So every time I think of a big plate of beans, I think old Cisco Kid. Amen. Oh yeah, Johnny Mac Brown, Lash LaRue, and a few others. We cut our teeth on an old Saturday afternoon matinees once a week, and Grand Ole Opry on Saturday night. And every morning, as long as that battery had fire in it, I'd wake at 5 o'clock and reach out and turn on the radio. already tuned to Nashville, Tennessee. And I'd hear Bill Monroe and Ernest Tubb and the Bales brothers. Oh, boy. And they asked me what I wanted to be when I was in grade school. Old one-room country school, the teacher wanted to see what our ambitions in life was, what our goals was. And I said, I want to either be a movie star or a radio star. That was my dream. But I was aiming too low, children. Amen. Oh, yes, dreams that never came true. Pipe dreams, if you will. They played the pipe, and I dreamed. Amen. Ernest Tubb sang, walking the floor over you. And I dreamed. Hank Snow sang, I'm moving on. And I dreamed. But my dream was too low. Amen. At the age of 14. Oh, yeah. Before that, when I was 12, Cowboy Copas was one of them I would hear on the radio. He came out with a brand new hit song, and I memorized it. And so the teacher decided on Friday evening to have, instead of a ciphering match, where we ciphered everybody down, outspelled everybody, and the last one standing was a winner. The last one that figured the last big problem was a winner. Most of the time, everybody knew who was the brain in class and who would win. Amen. Wes Murphy, he was in the second grade when he was 18 years old, still couldn't read. I'd have to tell him the word. But they sent Wes to school anyhow. Wes never could figure, never could read, but boy, he could make marks. He could take a piece of chalk, and he'd make one mark coming up and one coming down. And when Wes went across that blackboard, the blackboard was covered with marks. So it come your time to cipher. Wes would say, I want to make marks. And Wes would cipher the first person down. But then the next one that got up got him. Because almost never did they choose to make marks. And that's all that Wes could make. Amen. That was the end of his dream. Amen. I want to be one of those that I cut my teeth on the old battery radio at home. Hey, I was aiming too low. Somebody said in those early days when I got saved, incidentally, when I won that talent contest, when I was 12. Amen. It was because my Aunt Lizzie was the only judge. Her name was England and mine was Collins, and the teacher didn't know she was my aunt. How close kin she was. And I got up and sung, She's My Filipino Baby, and won it because Aunt Lizzie was the only judge. Amen. Victor and Anita Pritt sang Barbary Allen in London town where I was born. There was a fair maid dwelling. And I mean, they sung all the way from London town until her and Sweet William both died from love sickness. And a beautiful red rose grew on Barbara's grave, and William's grave grew a briar. And the rose grew around the briar. They sung it all the way through. Never missed a word. Perfect harmony in unison. Everybody knew that Victor and Anita had won the contest. But what they didn't know, my Aunt Lizzie was a judge. And she picked me and Filipino Baby. Amen. Oh, yes. How many a pipe dream has gone down the line, down the drain, because we were aiming too low. Amen. Somebody said in the early days of my Christian experience, early days of my ministry, I believe I heard Brother Raymond Laster say, aim at the moon if you don't do anything but land in the woodpile. I want to tell you tonight, you can't aim too low if you'll dream in the Holy Ghost. If you'll dream Bible dreams, you'll look beyond the stars to the God that made the stars. Maybe tonight, all you need to do is raise your sights. Praise God. Well, Abraham saw a city with a special foundation. Amen. That was Abraham's dream. Never has come true yet, but it's coming. John saw it too. Amen. He missed martyrdom. Praise God, by being boiled in a pot of oil that is too tough to fry. Hallelujah. And he exiled him on Patmos. And that's where he got his dream. Amen. And it hasn't come true yet either. But it's coming, folks. Hey, you can have a better dream tonight. A better city. A better vision. What about that city? A hovering satellite, if you please. The Bible calls it the mountain of the Lord. A hovering, shimmering asteroid that's going to so light the world after a while by being a satellite around the world that our day is going to be 7 times brighter and our night is going to be bright as the present day. Hallelujah. That's Bible, folks. It's a dream that the prophets gave us. Oh, yes. And many a saint that saying, and there shall be no night there. The dream's going to come true. Ah, yes. Our people got upset. A lot of astronomers got upset because they misplaced a decimal point when they calculated how close that asteroid in 2022 or something, amen, was going to hit close to the world and maybe even hit the world. Amen. The closest estimate was 60,000 miles, but they misplaced a decimal point, they said. It was really supposed to be 600,000 miles. I was disappointed. I wanted to see the thing. Amen. It didn't worry me. Amen. The Bible tells us about a day when there's really, sure enough, one going to hit this earth. Book of Revelation said a great mountain burning with fire fell into the sea, and everything that had life died in the sea. Whew. What a strike that's going to be. Amen. I believe I'd just as soon set my goals a little higher and find me a dwelling place in the New Jerusalem. Can you say amen? Amen. Ah, yes, a shimmering asteroid, a protective source of light and power and healing and justice and mercy and joy. Home at last. Home, sweet home. Amen. Ah, you can't dream too high. You can't even pray too high in God. Amen. Listen to this. Ephesians chapter 3. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. How many have any idea or inkling what that is? Well, it's good. I can't fathom it. I can't comprehend it. But by the grace of God, I can apprehend. Amen. According to the riches of his glory, Ephesians 3:16, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. That's good, isn't it? That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, and that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, the love of God. Amen. May be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. Whew. I can't comprehend it now, but I'm a going to. I might not be able to comprehend now, but I've not give up on the dream neither. How am I going to? Praise God. Might be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth. Ah, the old Negro spiritual said it's so wide, you can't get around it. Woo. Amen. What is the breadth and the length? Amen. My. And the depth and the height. It's so high that you can't get over it. So wide that you can't get past it. Amen. What are you going to do? The old Negro spiritual said you must come in at the door. Hallelujah. Hit it right in the middle. Come on. The door's wide open. Hallelujah. And if you come in the door, hallelujah, you can begin to comprehend with all the saints and to know the love of Christ that passeth knowledge. That's a lot of love, folks. I said you can't dream too high. Amen. You can't dream too wide. You can't dream too long. Praise God. Hey, this passes knowledge that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. I'm going to get it. Say it with me. I'm going to get it. Say it again. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. Don't listen to that devil tell you you can't have it. Everybody that seeks it's going to get it. Say it again. I'm going to get it. Say it again. I'm going to get it. What? Filled with all the fullness of God. That's a pretty big dream, preacher. It's not only a dream, it's a promise. In the Word of God. Get a load of this one, verse 20. Now to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. You know how high our dreams goes? Huh? They go just about as high as we can think. And once in a while we get in the spirit and we think big. But that's only because we made a little capacity in here for the spirit. Amen. And we got to thinking bigger. Hey, dream big dreams and think big things and rear back. Praise God and look like you're somebody. Because, brother, it's going to come true. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power. How many ever felt the power? Hold up your head. According to the power. How many felt a little bit this weekend? Hold up your hand. Just a little bit. Working in you according to the power. Hallelujah. That's what it takes. Ah, that's what it takes to put your dream back on the track. That's what it takes to get your sidetrack dreams back on the main line again. Yeah, and blow the whistle and say, look out. Here I come, destiny. Look out, destiny. I'm on the right track. I'm on the way, praise God. Because he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. How many's ever felt it again? Hold up your hand. How many felt a little bit of it this weekend? Amen. I used to have a song, there's a little wheel rolling in my heart. In my heart. There's a little wheel rolling in my heart. Sister Loretta came into the church here. Amen. About the time I came here. Amen. Sister Loretta Buell said, what do you mean, Brother Collins? A little wheel rolling in my heart. Amen. We mean joy, love, peace, oh, and all those good things. Power of God, hallelujah. Hey, the power of God that worketh in us. How many feel like you really got something tonight? Say amen. I'll tell you where you got it. God was working in you. Hallelujah. And he ain't give up on you yet. Hallelujah. Hey, and we ain't going to throw nobody away. God don't throw nobody away. Hey, if you throw yourself away, That's you and yourself and you for it. But it won't be because God threw you away. If you throw yourself in a trash can, it won't be God's fault. God didn't throw you in a trash can. Amen. If you give God a half a chance, He'll revive your dead dreams, pick you up, and dust you off, praise God, and set you up and let you walk again. Glory to God. Raise your hands and praise God. Amen. He'll throw nobody away. He'll cancel anybody else. If we're canceled out, praise God, it's our fault according to the power that worketh in us. Glory unto Him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages. And get a load of this world without end. This world might end, but ours won't. This age may close, but God's won't. World without end. Amen. Stand and let's pray. Amen. Father, touch us tonight, Lord. Oh, God. Somebody here needs to revive a slumbering dream, a dead vision, and get up and walk again. Somebody needs to think like God thinks. Somebody needs to raise their sights and not just aim at the moon. Set the radar on the New Jerusalem and don't stop short of it. Come on. Come on, you homing doves. Spread those magnificent wings. Come on, you homing pigeons. Set that radar on the Son of God. Come on. Aim high tonight. God's got a higher and a holier destiny for you than what we're finding in this world. Trade in your pipe dream for a destiny from God. I did. Hey, Elvis is dead. The King's dead. Ernest Tubb's dead. Roy Acuff's dead. Bill Monroe's dead. But I'm still alive. And I haven't stopped dreaming. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm going higher yet. I'm going higher, Brother Croucher, than I've ever been. I know what it means to flutter in the mud with a broken wing. And God, to heal my broken wing, pick me up out of the dirt. Dust me off and set me to walk in the straight and narrow. I've been there. I know where you are. And I know God can do it. He done it for me. He'll do it for you. I thought I never could get back to God, never could be saved. The devil told me that. But when I set my gaze on God, He lifted me out of the miry clay. As they sing, and everybody comes, you come too. Come on. Amen. Amen.
I dreamed I went to land far away.
Yeah.
To describe it, I just don't know how.
Come on.
But I remember in its splendor how I wanted to stay there. I even wish I could be there right now. does not sound like heaven. Gates of pearl, streets of gold, hills of green. It sure sounds like heaven. It beats anything.
Come on.
I've ever
lost to God's altar. Come on.
Oh, but when I
take that trip
to Calvary,
it's the door.
I can't help.
It's the door to the Son of God.
Won't you meet me in heaven and make my every dream
promise
true.
Me. Promise me you'll meet me.
I dreamed.
Let's meet.
I went
on a sunny bank
to a land of
a sweet deliverance. Come on, young
to
families.
Yes,
dad, mom, step out together.
House.
Amen.
But I remember in its splendor how I wanted to stay there. I even wish I could be there right now. Does that sound like heaven?
Sure does.
Gates of pearl,
sure
streets
is.
Of gold, hills of green.
We're praying for
it
you.
It sure sounds like
praying for you and your
heaven.
Come on.
It beats anything I've ever seen.
Come on. This is your invitation.
Oh, but when I think
the greater dream.